Chapter 23. Malone left the house, making no attempt to hide. He didn't have to glance back to know that one of the men was following him, the other staying with Stephanie at the house. He headed to Saunière's domain, where the Via Bethany and Presbytery were shut tight. The gate to the churchyard remained open. He headed straight for it, knowing that his tail would come too. Just inside, he used the darkness to slip behind a huge elm. As the man passed the tree, Malone pounced and sent a fist across the man's jaw, sending his pursuer to the ground. He yanked him up. He was dazed as Malone patted him down, quickly finding a gun. He brought the barrel to the man's neck and pressed his opponent against the tree.
"The name of your employer, please."
No response.
"You understand English?"
The man shook his head.
"Do you comprehend this?"
He cocked the hammer on the gun. A stiffening signaled that the man registered the message.
"Your employer."
A shot rang out, and a bullet thudded into the tree trunk just above their heads. Malone whirled to see a silhouetted figure standing 100 feet away, perched where the Belvedere met the cemetery wall, rifle in hand. Another shot, and a bullet skipped off the ground within inches of his feet. He released his hold, and his original pursuer bolted. He was more concerned now with the shooter, and he saw the figure leap down to the ground, then run away. Gun in hand, he fled the cemetery, ran into the garden, and saw the figure running. Exiting the garden, he heard the rev of an engine and saw the black form atop a motorcycle. As the cyclist rode off, he fired twice. One shot caught the frame in a burst of spark, then ricocheted off. The motorcycle roared away. Lights began to spring on, so he retreated back toward Lars Nell's house. People were coming out to investigate. He doubted that the other two men were still around, or if they were, that they'd be a problem. But one thing nagged at him. He'd caught a suggestion of it as he'd watched the form leap from the terrace. Something in the movement. Hard to tell for sure, but enough. His assailant had been a woman.